Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
What's happening, man?
I don't know how I feel about the morning.
Why not?
What you mean? What's cracking, man? You need some fruit in your life?
Well, no, it just feels like, you know, Jokic had an incredible game last night, and I come on the show, and the first thing that Max and Key do is they make everything about the Lakers. I just feel like the Lakers are live, and it's like it just – you know, once again, this is the kind of disrespect. Callers calling in from L.A. saying, yeah, Joker. I'm like, that's not even his name. It's Joker.
It's actually, Joker the guy wasn't or from
he said,
L.A.
Someone said Jokovic.
Jokovic. I'm like,
now
we're talking about a tennis player now?
L.A., Jay, like, so don't blame L.A. because he wasn't from L.A.
I'm blaming you, buddy. You and Max.
Like, oh, what'd I do?
Why you? You! What? I'd be like... Is that what they do?
I don't know who they is, but I feel like that's what I had to do.
The people that say you.
You, buddy.
Buddy.
Pal.
Bob at the country club.
Look, Joker
put your marker on your ball, Bob.
The Joker was incredible to the point that by halftime, people were like, Wilbon was looking for words to describe and comparisons through history to describe what he just seen.
There you go, Max. There you go.
I get how incredible he was, but Jay,
now
to me.
Now I like what I'm here. Tell me more about how incredible he was.
He was incredible. And by the way. The title for best player in the world.
Is he the best one-man offense in the history of the NBA?
No.
Who
but
is?
I mean, you don't have an answer.
You don't have an answer. What's
your
answer?
You know what the answer to that is.
Jay?
Stop. Don't make me start talking about MJ. But listen.
Effects from,
I understand
from a passing
what you mean.
And rebounding
it's
perspective?
It's probably LeBron, the way you're using the term. You mean the organizing and running your whole offense.
Is it LeBron? I don't know.
He's my pick for point guard, actually. But all right, let's not get too far afield. The point is, since LeBron came back to the pack, you might say Giannis, you might say KD, you might say Steph at various times. Those look like good picks as the best player in the world. But no one ever really took the undisputed title. There was like sanctioning body titles, right? Right now, the Joker has a chance.
Dude's averaging a triple
to be
double
undisputed
in the playoffs.
Champ. Right. But
he's shooting 48% from the three-point line.
I'm not arguing that.
I know, but you're trying to get to the Lakers.
But
and
the
I'm not
reason
let you
is
do it.
Wait a minute.
No.
Key?
No.
The reason is the Joker had an historically great night. All his role players, and by the way, Aaron Gordon can be better than he was last night. He was an excellent pickup for this team. He's a good player. But basically everyone had good nights, and they had a 25-point lead in the third quarter, and they're at home, and they're the number one seed, and they're favored. Lakers made it a one-possession game with a minute and change left in the game. It's incredible. I'm a Lakers fan. I feel good this morning. I feel like the Lakers can win game two on the road. Key, where are you?
Man. I don't like when you say I'm a Lakers
tough
fan.
I am.
It doesn't sound
I was the host of Afternoon Drive in L.A. for 6 years. I'm the mayor of Lakersville.
So you've only been a fan for how long now?
Don't worry about that. It's not important.
When did you go over to
Never mind
L.A.
That.
Drive?
Never mind.
What year?
He said, when did you go over to L.A. Drive?
He's been a Knicks fan for like 33 years,
I grew
35
up,
years.
I grew up at the intersection on the corner of Fernando Valenzuela Boulevard
That's
and Magic
lie.
Johnson
you grew
Lane.
Up in New York City. You're a street kid. You've been telling stories about that for the past 2 years.
The Lakers made the necessary adjustments the second half to slow the Joker down. Now, obviously, in the first half, I must admit, very impressive night by that young man. But they made some adjustments in the second half and made him give up the ball at times, kept him off the glass, you know, where he had a big, big first half.
Coach Key, what was said in those timeouts in the second half? Bring me into the huddle since you were there and you're part of the team.
In the second half?
Yeah. What kind of adjustments were made in halftime that you heard Darvin Ham say?
Well, we got to keep him off the board.
Yeah, there it is.
We got to continue to run different people at him, different action. Mm. Rui, we need you up and ready to go. Yeah. I mean, those were the conversations that was taking place.
Different actions, I like.
You know, different action.
Different actions.
I like that.
Yeah, right? I mean, am I far off, Coach?
No, you're the coach.
And what does Jay like to talk about, Key?
That doesn't mean I can't refer to you as coach.
Just use all the – what's all the other terminology that we use
on the show? What does Jay like to mention? Jay's goat. Go-to phrase?
They blitzed him?
Yeah.
No, they didn't use much drop coverage.
Coverage, there it is, drop coverage.
They had to most definitely in the first half get around the pick and rolls and not go underneath.
Right.
Did they have to switch everything,
P&R's
Jay?
P&R makes it sound way more exquisite.
P&R, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody that's listening don't understand what P&R. They might think you mean like a PR firm or something.
Yeah, not to be confused with a PB&J, but
pin downs? You want to talk about some pin downs?
I don't want to make it, you know, too extreme for people. You got to, you know, simplify it, Key.
Yeah, you got to simplify
pick
it a little
and roll.
Bit. Yeah, pick and roll. And they got to come underneath and get over the top and all that.
But you don't want to go underneath. You guys went
no,
underneath
the first
half. No, you
don't want
to
get underneath.
Yeah,
no, we went
top.
Underneath in the first half. He tried to a couple times, and it didn't work, and he got caught. You know, and they were knocking down the threes on us. They was hitting their shots, man. That's the bottom line. They were hitting their shots in the first half and cleaning up the boards, and we fell down at, what was it, 25-point deficit by the end of the third quarter, and we had to close that gap, Jay. And as I asked you before, the significance is, where do you say, okay, we're going in the fourth quarter and we need to end the third by being down by what?
12.
Okay.
I
so
mean,
there you go.
You're breaking out 12, 15. Like, you're okay. Like, you'd rather be like 12 close to 10.
To give yourself a real opportunity and a shot to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers did that. They gave themselves a real opportunity and a shot to win it. That big dude was just too much for us in the first half.
See, I think the adjustments about Rui guarding Jokic, I think, was imperative. It allowed AD to kind of play as a free safety. I loved. So I think you'll see Darvin Ham have a bigger lineup. I also think, like, you know, that three-guard lineup was not it. Like, when you're giving up, like, 9-10 offensive rebounds in the first half, not it.
Let me tell you who scares me, and the same dude who scared me for the Nuggets coming into the series is Michael Porter Jr., because he's so tall and shoots it so well from the outside that even when he's like, he's always got a good look because he's towering over whoever's defending him. Like, and he's capable of getting very hot. So in these tight games, and I expect these games to be tight, man, you got a guy like that. What's the Lakers' answer for it on the other end? You know, you're going to have to compensate on the other end for those points somehow.
The thing is, like, they're big, so that's why we say I have those three bigs, you know, between the Joker. You talk about Michael Porter Jr. and then Aaron Gordon, right? So I think you match that up with LeBron, AD, and Rui in at the same time. This way, like, he was just able to catch, and even though shots were contested by Austin Reeves out there 6'3", 6'4". Like, Michael Porter Jr., 6'10".
Yeah, it's
right?
ridiculous.
So, but once again, like, that whole double-teaming the Joker, like, play him straight up. Like, give LeBron James some doses that play in Joker. Give Rui some looks. Bring your double teams from AD. Have your guards dig down off the ball on that strong side. There are different ways that you can make him think. You're really not going to stop him from his movement, but the more you can involve his IQ and make him react on the fly, the better off
you'll be. Yeah, the points off those 14 dimes are as much as what he's going to score anyway. Might as well cover, you know, might as well play defense on everybody else, right?
And by the way, you just need a sense of urgency, man. If you guys started the game with the sense of urgency that you had in the second half, it would have been a different game.
Look, I think Coach spoke to it, Coach Ham spoke to it, and he said, hey, we're going to be there. Don't worry about us. That's essentially what he said. And
got
I think
hyped before.
In the end, that's the message you want to hear, that we recognize and we understand what we did wrong in the first half of that game, and we set ourselves back. Now we make the adjustment. We're here now. We've been here several days. There will be no altitude issues. There will be no, I'm tired in the third quarter, I'm holding on the edge of my pants as I bend over. There will be none of that. And I think that they understand that if you go down 0-2, it's really hard, even though we're going home. We need to steal this game tomorrow night to be able to even the score 1-1, shift the home court advantage to us. We know that Lakers are undefeated at home in the playoffs this year, and we know what the Laker crowd is going to be all about. It'll be a little bit of a wake-up call to the Nuggets one way or another, but we need to steal this game tomorrow.
Key,
for sure.
Darvin Ham, the Lakers head coach, got you hype earlier in the show with what he said at the post-game presser, and this is that sound now.
Yeah, I mean, we woke up, and I thought we started digging in and playing a little bit with a little more urgency. But there's no doubt in my mind, you know, when we come out for game two, we'll be ready. We'll go back and do what we need to do for our team physically, you know, start the recovery process now, break down the film, watch what we need to watch. But thank God it's the best of seven. It's not the NCAA tournament. You know, it's the first of four. We'll be okay. Trust me.
See, we'll be okay. Trust me.
They'll be fine. Look, this is going to go deep, man. Like, this ain't just because the Nuggets got one. Like, I expect this series to go 6 or 7. Like, it's going to go down to the wire. I think the Lakers did figure out how, you notice in all these highlights in the second half, they started to keep the ball in the middle of the floor, which opened up the floor. You start seeing LeBron James target Jamal Murray in the reads off pick and rolls, right?
Yeah, when he
so it was like, hey, come
Murray
here. Who's ever guarding Jamal, come here. And if you guys are going to switch this action, here's, okay, Austin Reeves, like, release. Boom, three, three, three. matchup. You're going to guard me, punish you down low on the block. That's why I go to that last shot. If you were able to get Jamal Murray in foul trouble, don't let his ass off the hook. Don't settle for a three. But I think that was a byproduct of LeBron James playing 40 minutes late, the altitude, all that. Because if you're reasonable, if you're thinking of that game, which is LeBron James is one of the best there is to ever play the game, thinking the game through, he's looking at that tape and he's saying, damn, I let him off the hook.
I could have done that a couple more times, right?
I should have just driven
hunt,
him.
Hunt that matchup and bully ball.
Put my shoulder in his little ass chest and no, he's not stopping me from getting to the rack.
Yeah.
At all.
Let's go, Jay. Let's go. This is it right here.
LeBron did it in the last series. Like, if you can match him up with a little guy, he's too big and strong and too smart.
Exactly. And, Key, I think you're going to see Michael Malone try to hide Jamal Murray more, right? So Austin Reeves and D'Lo are so good at moving off the ball with those catch and shoots because they have a quick release, right? You'll probably see Jamal Murray on Dennis Schroeder if he's able to play because he takes a little bit more time to wind up with that release. And then it won't get the same. It'll be more of a hard hedge get back on LeBron than switch and create a mismatch.
Hey, Key, you know, Joker had this historical night, and all Jay wants to do is talk about the Lakers and LeBron James.
Talking about
unbelievable.
The Lakers,
unbelievable.
About how the Lakers need to address it and move forward.
Unbelievable. Yeah, can't no you question. Give Jokic any credit?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, here on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. If you missed any of the first three-plus hours of the show, download the podcast. Time for Jay's game plan.
Eastern Conference Finals. We got the Celtics versus the Miami Heat. Third time in 4 years that the Heat and the Celtics have met in the Eastern Conference Finals. Think about that for a second.
How about the fact that Jimmy Butler left the Sixers 4 years ago? They have not been to the conference finals. Jimmy's been there three times.
So some of my keys for tonight's games, and I'll start with the Miami Heat, is I really think that the Heat have a major advantage with their head coach. And tactically, this is what this game is going to come down to. Can the Miami Heat make the Boston Celtics play to their worst tendencies, right? So I think what happens by that is it all starts with this matchup in particular, Jimmy Butler guarding Jaylen Brown. The one thing that you see the Boston Celtics really don't do a great job at is they don't have a primary ball handler. They have a lot of different guys that try to take the action. They are prone or susceptible to turning the ball over. So I think ball pressure is going to be imperative by Jimmy Butler, and also the other matchup you'll probably see, Caleb Martin guarding the likes of Jason Tatum, pressuring those two guys, forcing them to make tough decisions. The way Boston likes to play, threes or twos at the rim. So Bam Adebayo protecting the rim and forcing Boston into that sweet spot, which is the mid-range. And sometimes Boston makes dumb decisions, right? They get careless with the ball, turnovers. They don't take a lot of mid-range jumpers.
forced him into that unfamiliar territory. And I think the way Bam can do that is by being an enforcer protecting the rim.
Ooh,
mid-range.
Like
make them shoot mid-range shots. That's not what Boston wants to do. It's layups or dunks or threes. And then vice versa, I think for Boston, I think Jason Tatum needs to continue to ascend. He needs to play at a high level. When he plays at a high level, everybody else follows suit. But these matchups between Caleb Martin or Jimmy Butler, this game is going to be won in the trenches now. And what we've seen at times is Miami will try to keep you on one side of the floor, right? They'll try to force you to play within limited space. So different than what you saw with Philly at times that allowed Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, hey, you want to go right, you want to go left? That's not what we're talking about here. Boston's going to try to keep you, Miami's going to try to keep you on one side of the floor. So their ability to create space in limited space and how they are able to attack the rim, I think is going to be important because they can't play Miami's game. And it's also going to come down to, we talked about the head coach for the Boston Celtics before. Can he tactically try to match and make adjustments with Eric Spoelstra? We saw them do that before with Joel Embiid. There's a lot of questions around him utilizing Marcus Smart to play on Joel Embiid, playing Al Horford off of Joel Embiid, playing him off of P.J. Tucker, allowing extra helper. You will see Joe Mazzulla get tested multiple times in this series. And frankly, I feel like the biggest advantage is the teacher going against the pupil, even though he never really was his student. But Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in basketball.
Mm, yeah, that is very strong.
It's a major advantage for the Miami Heat.
Jay, I love the game plan for Miami, and it would be amazing if Jimmy Butler could lead this group without Tyler Hero or Oladipo past this Celtics team where, let's face it, according to the odds, it should be Celtics Nuggets, right?
Celtics way far the better team on paper.
Wow.
Way
if more Butler talented. Could get this done. You know, there's someone who would love to weigh in on this game plan.
Let me
for
guess.
The Miami Heat.
Oh, for the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Stacy.
Should we talk to Stacy?
Of course.
Think?
We always talk
Stacy
to Stacy
in Florida.
What's up,
Stacy?
Good morning. First of all, I agree with Jay, but also he didn't mention Kyle Lowry. I think Kyle is going to be a key part to this game plan as well. I think if he can set the tone, it'll be good. Also, if Mazzulla goes with the two big man lineup, I think we might see Bam at the top of the key a little bit more, trying to, spread them two out and set the pace some like he did with Milwaukee. But I like Jay's game plan. It sounds good. Also, when you guys were talking about the Lakers, I think, yes, the Lakers did good, but Darvin Ham, he didn't figure things out to the fourth quarter. I mean, like, if he would have figured out his lineup was horrible in the beginning, like, those small guards were getting killed. He didn't even play Hachimura as much as he should have because his shot was on. He figured it out in the fourth quarter, and I know he's going to make adjustments, but I think Coach Malone might be ready for those adjustments. So he's going to have to start doing some in-game adjustments a little bit sooner than the fourth quarter.
Stacy,
earlier, Key.
I can say this, Stacy, with all honesty, I'm impressed, super impressed. Mm-hmm. You know so much basketball, it's ridiculous. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, that's my sport. When I was little, I wanted to be the first female NBA coach.
Okay, Stacy. You know, Dang, also we'll see what the Miami Heat on, where Tyler Hero is. Remember we said that was said right at the beginning, right? He can come back during the conference finals. And everybody was like, are they going to really make it to the conference finals? And yet here we are. So he's still out indefinitely. But if he's able to come back potentially during this series, depending upon his health, that adds a different scoring
point. We've seen him in the playoffs play over his head, really, at a young age. So, we'll see what happens. But I agree with Stacy, Key, that Darvin Ham now knows things that if he would have, employed them a little earlier in game one, maybe the Lakers steal game one. But all you got to do is get a split on the road, and you're way ahead of the game if you're the Lakers. I think that's safe to say. Mickey in Virginia, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk about a topic. Well, it's about Joel Embiid. I'm detecting a pattern where he throws his teammates and his team under the bus when they don't have success. he did that after game six, and I know you all saying he didn't have touches and things, but I thought Williams and Horton were Horford was shutting him down. And I thought after he got plenty of touches in game seven, and he and Harden didn't deliver. And I think I'm seeing the type of personality, if he and Harden stay together, he'll cannibalize Harden because he'll blame him when they don't have success.
I mean, look, the question around accountability for Joel Embiid should be questioned. I mean, because I'll tell you how a leader would have handled that question. A leader would not even have allowed the answer to get to that point where he's talking about what him and James could do. I would have centered everything key around, I didn't do enough. I should have demanded the ball. I should have gotten more touches. I need to be better, and it starts with me. Me. Y'all can talk about James. Y'all can talk about Tobias. All you want. It's on me. Give it to me. So, but by not doing that, there is a pattern that's happened here where it feels, even though he did talk about himself, but it was kind of like, well, you know, it starts with me.
And, as though he's one of the guys.
Yeah, it's not like a leadership, like I am the front guy type of role with this organization. Like, So who is that front guy? I don't see one.
888-SAY-ESPN.
The captain.
How you feeling today, Lakers fans? You feel like you're in trouble? We're losing by 25 in the third. Jokic looks unstoppable. Or you feeling good, came almost all the way back, made it a one-possession game late in the fourth. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will and Max Podcast.
Woo! Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, I'm going to ask you again.
You can buy Progressive Insurance, but you also could buy some fruit.
Buy what?
Fruit. You know, fruit. You can also buy fruit, Max. You know that, right? Fruit is good for you. Yeah. It's very healthy. There's some sugar
fruit
in some of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like you fruit. Know? Yeah.
And so when you think about fruit, you know, I was sitting here thinking and talking to Pat.
Yeah.
What's the what's your Mount Rushmore of fruits?
Interesting question. Because there are some fruits, like for example, the banana or the apple, which have very high on-base percentages, but the slugging percentages aren't high, right? They're just nice doubles off the wall. But then there are some fruits like a peach or a watermelon.
See, a peach you can get a mushy peach.
Right, so the on-base percentage is low, but when it's good, that slugging percentage is through the roof. I think a plum is like that. Cherries are like that. See
plum,
what I mean?
You can get plum too sour. Cherries, if they're not ripe, they're going to be sour. They're not going to be sweet.
Low on base, but high slugging when they're good. So what do you value? Do you value peak or do you value consistency?
Consistency, because consistency is going to bring you peak. Grapes are always going to be at its peak and consistent across the board.
Yeah, but they're singles. They're hitting singles.
Oh, you can freeze them.
Yeah, that's true.
Drop them out, you know. Because
they're so good frozen.
Frozen. You out in the 90-degree weather sitting in your backyard.
Matter of fact, I feel like doing that right now.
You know, just doing one of these, right? Orange is an all-time Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but also not the highest on-base percentage unless you get the little ones.
Orange, man, that's a home run. You can do a lot of different things. Man, that Hall of Fame.
No, but Key, what I'm saying is it's hit or miss, though, right? Like Orange, you might get a bad orange.
No, man, you ain't going to never get a bad orange.
You never had a bad orange?
Nah, not to the point where I've had plenty of oranges here in Southern California. Think about it. California, orange.
California got good food.
We got them all. We can go right in our backyard and just pull off a tree.
That's what I miss about California more than anything, Key. The fruit is so good.
You can do so many things with an orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can cut him, give him to the kids. I could squeeze him. I could drink it. Mm-hmm. I could peel it real slow and nibble on it from time to time.
Right.
So then you got the banana. The bananas, come on, man. Stop. Yeah. Everybody has bananas. Who doesn't like bananas?
Yep.
Now, cantaloupe is a trade, right? You pick that up in a trade. Cantaloupe, some people like it, some people doesn't. I was born and raised on cantaloupe, so I love it. I think you always get it nice and ripe and crisp, especially if it's cold. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about the Mount Rushmores for me, mine is grape, oranges, cantaloupe, and bananas.
No, not me. Not me at all.
But that's fine. You might like dragon fruit. I don't know.
You value consistency. You want to know what you're getting is the same thing. It's never going to be bad. It's always going to be solid, right?
Strawberries, you might get one good strawberry in a batch.
Strawberries are tough to find good ones. But I value peak performance. So my Mount Rushmore of fruit, I you got to give me your peach, your watermelon, your cherry, and then I want see, the question is now, do I go plum or do I go banana? I might have to put banana on just because I need my bananas. You know, like that's something I need in my life.
Plum is sour, and you can get a mushy one.
Yeah, for sure.
You can get a mushy.
So you go orange, banana, grape, cantaloupe.
Yeah.
I go peach, watermelon, cherry, banana. But we both have banana.
Oh, well, come on, man. How could you not? You can do a lot of things with bananas, right? I mean, you slice them. You can make cakes and pies. You can do all start.
Now, Key, I got a question. I got a question here. The lemon is not on either of our Mount Rushmores. Hard for me to imagine living in a world without lemon. I think I got to find room for a lemon.
I'm just not eating a lemon.
A hand fruit. You mean a hand fruit.
Yeah, but a lemon is a fruit, but that's a citrus.
Not a hand fruit. It's not something you're going to eat.
You're using that for more of
It's a supplementary fruit.
Yeah, it's a supplementary fruit.
Supplementary fruit. It's a bench. It's a valuable rotation piece.
You're not walking down the street peeling a damn lemon. I don't think I've ever peeled a lemon. Have you ever peeled a lemon?
No, I've never peeled a lemon. Yeah, Key, what about your fake vegetable fruits? Your avocado, your tomato, you know what I mean? Those fake fruits that are they look like vegetables,
avocado,
but they're actually
avocado,
fruits.
Cherry tomato, celery, carrots, that sort of thing.
No. I'm saying tomato is an actual fruit.
Oh well, yeah, I'll go tomato. I'll go cherry tomato.
But can you even really see they're kind of fake, right? Like when you think of if you said fruit salad and someone handed you tomatoes and avocados, you'd be mad.
Well, if I asked for a salad, tomatoes and avocados,
a fruit salad.
Yeah, but they're not going to give you a fruit salad with tomatoes and avocado.
But technically, they could.
Yeah, but that's not really a fruit, though. It is and it isn't. Those are really the only two that I can think of.
Hey, real quick, speaking of fruit salad, can you guys listen to what Nuno does with his fruit salad? Because we think he's a crazy person.
This is insanity.
First of all, it's not gross if they're making it right. But if one of the Portuguese customs is they make it, but they pour about a quarter cup of port wine in it, and you let it sit in the fridge for a while because it adds to that. And these guys think that there's something wrong with that.
Nuno's making sangria and trying to pass it off as
I thought you meant the fruit salad that got the marshmallows in it.
You can't go to Nuno crib, man. All his fruit is fermented. I don't know what to believe in if I bite into something that tastes like wine.
I gotta tell you, I am very intrigued. I am intrigued by this. You do not like sangria?
Oh, I love sangria, but if I'm biting into an apple, I'm expecting to taste the fruits of the apple. Fermented gala apples, dog.
I want to try it. I don't think I've tried that. I would try it.
Nuno goes to a bar and asks for fruit salad, hold the fruit, just so he can get a drink.
And they're dumping his fruit into his sangria. Like, what are we doing?
It's bar fruit, in fact, that Nuno's eating.
Especially the lemons. I want mine zested. Fine.
What's another one of them fake fruits. It's avocado tomato. Is it
avocado tomato? There's something else that we're missing.
LA here. Fruits,
peppers,
no.
Okra, fruit. Cucumber.
No, cucumber.
Oh, that's good.
It's cucumber.
Okra's the best, especially if you air fry it.
I knew I would get you with the okra.
Oh man, you put some olive oil in it. You put it in a Ziploc.
Key, where are you on acai bowls?
I don't really. They're fine. I don't.
Oh, I like them a lot.
I'm not a big SIE fan or whatever you
no,
call it.
No, I like it.
That's a company, dog.
No, that's actually a frat too.
Scope.
Should we take? Should we take a call? We have different Mount Rushmores of fruit.
Yeah,
both
yeah,
big.
Go
by
ahead.
The way, Key, those fruit carts in LA because they used to have one right outside
I
my
just
daughter's
had
school
one yesterday.
Oh. Yeah. With the spice on the watermelon
tahini,
and the coconut.
I had tahini, watermelon, pineapple.
Oh.
Tahini, watermelon, pineapple, cantaloupe, and cucumber.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's insane with the lime and everything. Oh, there's some things to miss about L.A. Hassan in Maryland, you're on KJM.
Hey, man. Shout out to the best show out here on ESPN.
True.
Hey, I just want to chime in on the Lakers and Nuggets series. I'm just trying to figure out, y'all don't think that the Lakers reached a ceiling in that game last night? I mean, Anthony Davis had a 40-point game with 10 rebounds. LeBron almost had a triple-double. I think he was over his average. So you think that they can actually get better than that and be able to come out and beat the Nuggets?
Like, I do.
That's yeah, my take.
I do. I mean, they're gonna look, game two is going to be tougher, whether they win or lose. Remember, they got two games at home. They're undefeated at home in the postseason so far this year. And when you go back to Staples Center, I call it Staples, not Crypto, because that's what I know it as. You go back there, it's a different environment, a different atmosphere, just like it is in Denver. Denver has its advantages for the home team, just like L.A. has its advantages for the home team.
I agree. And by the way, as Jay said, on paper, it looks like, oh, my God, AD went for 40 and 10. This was not one of the best four or five games he's had in these playoffs. Right? This is probably an average game for these playoffs for AD. He's played better than that. And so is LeBron, by the way.
Yeah, it's a fool. It's one of them fool you games. Like, oh, he really balled out. Oh, this is why he belonged in the Raptors. But when you peel it all the way back and you dive into it and you really look at it, like, yeah,
you realize
cool.
The Lakers could lose game two, and it's all right. All that the Nuggets did was defend home court, but the Lakers could also steal game two and be sitting with home court in a couple of days. How are you feeling about the Lakers-Nuggets series after game one? 888-SAY-ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay, what you missed when you went to do Get Up just now was
what happened?
Fruit Jay. Mount Rushmore. What would be on your fruit Mount Rushmore? Now, on Keys,
I got yelled at because I didn't like to play the Mount Rushmore game.
Keys, Mount Rushmore, he values clearly consistency over peak. So he took the orange, the banana, grapes, and what am I missing, Key? Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
Because he feels those are consistently excellent. I like peak, as you know. So I took peach, watermelon, cherry, and then I was thinking of plum, but I need banana in my life, right? So I took banana also. What's your Mount Rushmore of fruit, Jay?
I'll go grapes. I'll go mango.
Ooh, good one.
Love mango.
Whoa, how'd I overlook mango?
I'll go banana.
All right. You get mango in New Jersey?
Oh, down in Florida. East Coast.
Florida. Yeah.
Florida's Jersey, New York South. Go ahead.
And then I'll go with the classic apple, man.
Apple. You also like consistency.
Classic apple.
On base percentage. Yeah, solid double off the wall.
I don't eat apple like that, though.
My kids do, so I eat it.
Yeah, exactly. The little slices.
Yeah.
And it's on their plate. There are three left on their plate.
Boom, five of them myself.
Yeah, little carrot sticks.
But you're not walking into, you're not going to get an apple. That's just, right?
You're not going to get a banana.
Not going to get a grape. No, I would totally go get a banana.
Whoa.
For sure, 100% banana. You go get.
How do I fit mango on there?
I don't buy apples for my crib.
We could do a fruit draft. No?
Mango is good.
Mango's really good. Mango's good. My kids eat mango every other day.
But I guess we don't eat mangoes like that.
Yeah.
We get them doing.
My kids do, though, yeah.
Yeah, once here and there. Because if you don't get the mango and eat it immediately, it's going to go bad on you.
Yeah, so you got to make sure that
he's always very wrapped up in that. What food gets cold quickly or goes bad quickly? Right?
Oh, man. I can't eat my sushi warm. My sushi has to be cold.
Unless, Key, back in the day, Nozawa with that Toro roll with the warm seaweed. Oh, crispy.
Not like shrimp tempura or stuff like that?
The warm rice and the crispy seaweed? That's not sushi.
I'm talking about like sashimi and stuff like that.
Oh, sashimi.
Yeah, yeah. I want it cold. I don't like it when it's not cold. It just doesn't. It's not good to me.
Hey, Larry in Illinois has an opinion about fruit. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I like to say dates.
Oh, dates
would be on there for me.
On your Mount Rushmore, dates.
Dates are really good, though.
On your Mount Rushmore,
dates are really good to snack on.
Larry, what you about 65 or something? Man?
You got prunes also,
40, man.
Larry,
like
do you have
dates,
prunes
though.
On there
Tell
too?
Tell Larry,
figs?
Hey, dates are fire,
figs?
Larry. You
prunes
are.
And dates.
I got dates.
Dates are good.
Hey, I eat dates every day.
There you go.
Watermelon.
Okay.
Oranges and pineapple.
Pineapple's good. Hey, you know what that got
me thinking
of dates? By the
way, Yates doesn't
know
what a date is.
What about dried apricots?
I swear you might have made that joint up.
What about those dried apricots?
You don't do that. Really good,
Yates. Dude, those dried fruits?
I don't like apricot in general.
Oh, I like the dried ones.
The dates.
My grandfather used to have them in a little jar. I'd be like.
Key, how would you describe a date to.
A date is like it's like a large. Raisin sort of kind of looking,
but it's
thing.
Sweeter. It's sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet, but it's like a brownish color.
So yeah. Nuno showing me a picture, and absolutely not.
You would love it.
It looks
constipated, this is your diet. You know,
a large raisin or something like that. I don't.
Right.
They look
you
like
put dates
that
in smoothies.
Try to find in like sci-fi movies, and if you plant them, something bad goes wrong.
How about a dragon fruit? Speaking of sci-fi, what about the exotic fruits that you don't see?
Only
all the time?
When I'm traveling
kiwis.
I like kiwi.
Only time I do the exotic fruits is when I'm going to Jay's house in the Caribbean,
right?
And I get some of the exotic fruits over there.
On the PJ, they serve the exotic fruits.
Yeah.
Where in the Caribbean is my
Jay
crib.
Sends the complimentary
I'm
PJ
not
for
tell
you?
Tell people.
Oh,
why would I tell people
I would
your
like
exact
to go
address?
To it.
Hey, Chris
like
in Memphis to... has an opinion about fruit. Go ahead, Chris.
I would like to go to it.
First off, you guys are sleeping on the pineapple. You guys don't realize that pineapple is
good
so
too.
Good that canned pineapple isn't even that bad.
Mm.
There's nothing else that you can put in a can with shitty syrup. Sorry, I'm watching my mouth. With syrup, and it's still edible.
Pineapple is a little sweet for me to tell you.
Hey,
pineapple is cool, but it's not an everyday
deal. Yeah, I can't do it every day.
So you go to pineapple every blue moon when you know, that's
well,
the
I like
only
blue
time.
Moon.
You're not
coconut's good, but also, you know, you...
coconut, come on, Max.
Coconut?
Key, do you like papaya? I feel like you would like papaya.
I eat papaya.
I knew it. You're so L.A.
I knew it.
Papaya, let's face it, is a horrible tasting fruit that I'm addicted to for some reason.
Papaya's
I can't
not
tell
an
you
L.A.
why.
Thing? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, he's just saying it's exotic. You know how they always want to do the L.A. exotic over-the-top jokes about food and beverage.
Papaya is not an East Coast fruit.
There was a place called Papaya King in New York that sold 50-cent hot dogs when I was a kid. So if you're stumbling home late night from a party somewhere, You stop at Papaya King for a buck, you got two hot dogs. But
hot dog, Max,
because
wrong,
it was shoot. Called Papaya King, so the drink they served was a disgusting papaya drink. But if you grew up in the city, you just got used to it and you got addicted to it somehow.
Yeah, I know. I do the dragon fruit. I'll do the kiwi. I'll do papaya.
Okay.
All that. I'm not messing with figs and dates. What am I, like 100 apricots? I'm not like 100.
The little mixed fruits in the jar.
Oh, God. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man.
You go to your grandmother's great
stuff.
Auntie's house and you.
So good.
No, so that's your grandmother's good. Sister and you're
Max
sitting there.
Max knows.
Wait, we got Denzel in New Jersey calling in.
What's Denzel? Up, Denzel?
Denzel?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how Yates don't know what date this is.
You and me both.
Why would I? How old are you, bro?
I'm 30. But you
me too.
I thought you knew what date this is.
Yates, you almost got
never
it
seen
in your
a,
name,
I ain't
yo.
Never seen a date in my life, bro.
Dates, Yates, y'all go together.
Yates, come on.
I mean, they can spot.
Yeah, I'm saying that's some Muslim stuff, though, so I thought Philly they would have knew that.
I see what's going on here. I'll do the pork thing. I gotta check the fine print, the nutrients on that joint, bro.
What part of Jersey are you from, Denzel?
South Jersey.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Are we missing any obvious fruits? Because when you brought up mango, I'm like, how'd I miss that?
Nobody mentioned blueberry.
I love blueberries. But, you know, again, they can't be mushy.
Yeah, it can't be mushy. Blackberries, blueberries, and raspberries cannot be mushy.
Yeah.
And I get a pack of them every single Saturday. From the farmer's market, if you want to know, Pat. Yes, we have a farmer's market, Pat.
Now, how are people feeling about grapefruit?
Grapefruit is one of my go-tos, too. Mm-hmm. Red grapefruit. Pink
not,
grapefruit.
Not daily, though. Can't do it. Not daily.
You ever notice how many things grapefruit interacts with, like medications and different things? I can't take it if you're taking grapefruit. You'll die, right? Like, why is it so interactive?
what medications are
interactive? Oh, yeah.
What medication you take?
So many different things. Like, don't take it if you're eating grapefruit.
What?
Yes.
What?
I'm telling you, I've experienced this. Like, I make sure not to eat grapefruit. I'm like,
what is this, back in the 30s?
If Max said it, you know it's true.
Yeah, he's right it somewhere.
No. I've experienced this.
Pink grapefruit is the bomb,
man. Oh, the bomb.
The bomb.
Now, do you do grapefruit juice?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I like
I got
the juice,
some at the crib right now.
Yeah, that's a great morning.
But then I
inside that
it.
Grapefruit, you get in there.
Oh, yeah. A little splash with a little Mojito tequila.
Hit someone in the eye
rolling.
With it.
Oh, yeah. A little. Okay.
You ever do that? You taking the grapefruit out, you hit someone in the eye across the table with it?
You put it. You put the tequila in the actual grapefruit itself?
No, a little splash of the Mojito and a splash of grapefruit juice.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that tequila again?
Try that.
Mojito.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to try that.
There's only one for you. I see.
Yeah, that's only one. I can't mess with that other surface stuff.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Can't do it.
Graduated. ESPN Radio. Greeny is coming up in a matter of moments. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.